Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL.
The shootout in Durham turned pop gun match in the second half. This is Archansky with Monday Sports Notebook. How frustrating was Carolina's loss to Duke Saturday at revamped Wallace Wade Stadium? Thanks to millions pumped into David Cutcliffe's program and his recruitment of better players than they've had in past decades, the Blue Devils have a program worthy of the Blue Blood rivalry in football. Too bad the Tar Heels lost a fifth game to Duke in the last 7 years, largely thanks to 10 penalties at the worst possible times. The thrill-a-minute first half ended when a cheap shot roughing call on UNC tight end Jake Bargus, well behind the play, nullified a long gain and first down for Carolina. It gave Duke enough time to score again on a basic up-the-middle option run by Daniel Jones, who killed Carolina all day with his arm and legs. That turned out to be the difference after a 7-7 second half. Having given up huge chunks on the ground in the first half, the Blue Devils stuffed sometimes 9 men in the box on defense and dared Nathan Elliott to beat them with a long ball. That's not Elliott's game, and the Tar Heel offense turned anemic, failing to get a first down until the fourth quarter, when it was a two-score game after another up-the-gut sprint by Jones. Duke has what is usually a cool tradition of its entire team going on the field to mosh pit the start of the fourth quarter. This time it turned borderline ugly, with the Blue Devils taunting the Tar Heels, who came out en masse, and the officials having to step between the two angry mobs. It looked Bush League for a Cutcliffe team, but after all, it was Duke versus Carolina. The Heels blocked a field goal and forced 3 turnovers in their own fine second half of defense, but their offense could not convert any of them, and that was that until freshman Cade Fortin came off the bench for the last snap to wing a Hail Mary into the end zone. Still recovering from a knee injury, Fortin went in because Elliott couldn't reach the end zone from that distance. But it will be one of the questions facing Larry Fedora this week. Fortin can play in only one of the last 2 games to preserve his redshirt for the season. My guess is Elliott can beat Western Carolina, so Fortin will sit and then play against State on Thanksgiving Saturday, when Pac fans will try to turn Keenan Stadium red. This is Art Chansky. See ya.